I've not actually updated anything on Endeavor for a couple of weeks now, since all of the news about coronavirus has been spreading around. So I thought it was no better time than now to actually say something about it. So, in times of huge amounts of uncertainty, I think it's a lot easier just to find something that you're actually certain about and only deal with the variables that you can actually identify. So, with that in mind, I didn't want to post anything because I felt it was kind of insensitive to suggest that there's a way to optimize artists' presence in the current digital landscape and how more people are going to be spending time on their phones and there's going to be a lot of a digital footfall, etc. And I just thought, you know what? The most important thing is just to look after yourself, look after those that are around you as an absolute priority in times like this, and always put your safety and your own concern first. But just sheer headlines about what's been happening in terms of the digital world, the media world, amongst all of this. It looks like that streaming has picked up a little bit in terms of music streaming, but not in comparison to the amount that more indulgent video sources have, such as YouTube and TikTok. That goes to show that there might be, and this is something that I've just had to think about, this might be a correlation between people using music as in the same context that they would listen to podcasts, so they would have something to do while they were listening to music at the same time. And when you're quarantined or when you're not traveling between places, you don't need music to fill an audible gap where your visuals are being looked after, such as driving, such as going between places. So that's quite interesting that that seems to be apparent. Secondly, if there's anything you did want to do as an artist, you don't want to be not using times like this to feel guilty about making music. I think it's a great time to actually spend a bit of time with yourself and understand why you're doing it, understand more about yourself and what angle you want to go at in the future. So, I mean, there's so many options you can do, but I'd say that building a digital presence in terms of a brand, both with visual perspective as well as audio ones, if you're just a musician, to do any videos or live streaming sessions, anything to sort of put yourself out there to join into a community of people that are just looking for an escape while they're trapped inside of the physical walls, you know, I think it's a really good thing to do. So if you feel that you have the capacity that won't put yourself out or make yourself feel like you're doing this because you have to, because you don't. As I said, number one is just look after yourself and just keep yourself safe. If you want to use that guilt-free time to produce content that's beyond audio and into the physical realm, I highly recommend it. I think it's a great way to use the time and just to be creative with the space and time that you have. So I'm just literally just chilling on this, you know, next to the bloody balcony, indoors, because I'm smart. But at the same time, whoever listens this far into this sort of stuff, keep well, keep safe, washing hands and stuff. Listen to the updates. Look after yourself. Look after your friends. Enjoy yourself. Look at the positives. Only control and be bothered about the stuff that you can control. Everything else, if it's out of your control, don't worry about it just yet. Be agile. Be willing to make decisions as and when you need to make them. Anything that's outside of your control yet, don't worry about it too yet. You've got lots of time to think, so use it wisely. You are your own best friend as well as your own worst enemy. So, you know, look after yourself too, as well as criticize yourself, because you can do a lot of growth from it. So, anyway, all the best to all. I'm not going to be posting too much about prioritizing things. This is just a one-off. It's already 4 minute 15. All my mates that receive voice messages are probably just like, this is classic. So sorry again in advance, but take care and all the best. Hello, it's Kenny here. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find more info to help with your own creative endeavors on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just @EndeavorXVI for more info. All messages welcome, and thanks for listening.